I'm Jennifer Fuller, reporting the news on WSIU. An increasing chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mostly cloudy otherwise, expect a high of 87. Democrats in the Illinois House say they'll try to pass a state budget today. They say their plan is balanced with spending cuts and tax increases. Brian Mackey has the latest.
The Democratic budget vote has been scheduled after a week's worth of negotiations on both spending and Governor Bruce Rauner's political and economic agenda. Republicans and Democrats say they've been making progress, but they haven't come to an agreement yet. Nevertheless, Democratic Representative Greg Harris says time is running out.
We have a balanced budget. It is up on the board. It has come from the Senate. It is ready to go to the governor's signature. People will be watching what we do tomorrow. We have a chance to save the state, and I hope we don't squander it.
If the spending bill and tax increases fail to pass, Democrats have a backup plan to vote on a series of emergency spending bills. The problem is, without higher tax revenue, Illinois won't have enough money to make good on those commitments. I'm Brian Mackey.
Meanwhile, the two-year state budget crisis is causing at least one high-ranking Republican to say enough's enough. Lamont Republican Senator Christine Redonio is the first woman to lead a caucus of the Illinois General Assembly. She issued a statement yesterday saying she'll step down as a senator tomorrow to focus on her private life.
I don't think it's any secret if you follow my Facebook page. I have five of the most adorable grandchildren you could ever imagine. My husband and I both have good health and resources to be able to travel, and I don't want to be one of those people that wakes up and wishes I had gone earlier.
The 64-year-old Redonio worked with Senate President John Cullerton to fashion a wide-ranging budget compromise aimed at breaking the long-running stalemate, but she couldn't convince her 21 other Republican senators to vote for key parts of it earlier this year. Redonio is a social worker. She was elected to the Senate in 1996. She and Cullerton took leadership of their respective caucuses on the same day back in 2009. Carbondale area seniors, caregivers, and advocates united yesterday to fight back against Governor Bruce Rauner's proposed $120 million cut to home care for the elderly. They say under the governor's rules, 36,000 vulnerable Illinois seniors would be forced into a new initiative called the Community Reinvestment Program. They say that aims to replace home care workers. Donna Peek is a home care worker herself. She says it would be a more difficult system.
I've been working with seniors long enough to know that the governor's plan will cause chaos and confusion. Pinching pennies here and there at the expense of our seniors is a wrong decision.
Illinois' AARP says it's not a long-term solution either. A committee is expected to take up the proposal as soon as next month. We've got clouds in the forecast today and an increasing chance for showers and thunderstorms. Expect a high around 87 with a better chance for showers and storms tonight. I'm Jennifer Fuller.